The government of the Australian Capital Territory is currently considering a law to lower the voting age from 18 to 16. While it would be the first in Australia to do so, several countries, including Indonesia, Austria, Greece, Cuba, and Brazil, allow voting below the age of 18. The proposal has received support in a submission from academics and advocates who argue lowering the voting age is appropriate and fair for younger citizens. One of the lead authors of that submission, ANU Associate Professor Faith Gordon, joins the show to discuss their support. Good morning, Faith. Good morning, Faith. Can you hear me? All right. Well, looks like the good doctor has gone on a little adventure of her own. So we'll take a moment to get back in touch with her and pick things up after this track. From our feature album, and you're listening to On the Record here on RTRFM 92.1. Now, we did attempt to have a chat with ANU Associate Professor Faith Gordon, and I'm very glad to say that she's indeed on the line with us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Wonderful. Well, all the better for hearing your voice live over the radio. Now, you're on today's show to have a chat with us about a submission that you have helped author, agreeing, pushing for the ACT government to adopt a bill that would allow 16-year-olds to vote. I wanted to begin by asking, what makes you feel so passionate about giving the vote to 16 and 17-year-olds?
Thanks, Tom. Yes, so young people today will be living with so many different impacts of COVID-19, climate change, the financial implications of the nuclear-powered submarine deal, and many other decisions that are made by our politicians. They're going to be facing these consequences for many years to come, yet they're not being afforded this very basic human right to have their say at the ballot box about those decisions that will affect them directly. Australia has also signed up to the International Human Rights Law Frameworks, and lowering the voting age to 16 would really extend basic citizenship and democratic and human rights to young people. In this written submission, with 29 other academics and advocates, we really argue that there will be lots of really positive benefits for our democracy at large if we extend suffrage to young people aged 16 and 17.
What would be some of those benefits?
Well, it will extend and would really benefit democracy at large, extending that right to participate and to have their say in policies that affect their lives. And young people have a lot to say, not just on youth-related issues, but on all issues affecting their lives, you know, ranging from Medicare and healthcare all the way through to climate action. And we've seen really inspiring leadership from young people in organising themselves to highlight the issues in relation to climate action. And here in Australia, we have been so affected by bushfires and other issues that really young people have put this on the agenda. So it's quite clear that they are taking responsibility and are politically engaged, yet they don't at that age have the opportunity to be heard in relation to, you know, voting and selecting the leadership or which policies align with them.
Mm. So it sounds like from what you're saying, there's sort of two elements of this. One is the moral element that young people have a right to be heard and to participate in our democratic institutions. And the other is that there's a practical element that it would infuse, I suppose, different generational perspectives and perhaps, you know, some new ideas and some new priorities within our political discourse.
It definitely would be much more representative in relation to our society, and it would also make Australia more in line with international jurisdictions. So in your introduction earlier, Tom, you listed quite a few countries that have a voting age of 16 or in some cases 17. And actually Australia really lags behind a lot of international countries in our voting age. And we've seen there very recently that Scotland, for example, lowered its age to 16. And there are many, many countries such as the Isle of Man, Jersey, Austria, Bosnia, Estonia, Greece, Israel. They all have a much lower voting age than we currently have here in Australia. We really hope that the ACT's move to discuss this, to debate it, to seek expert evidence and the views of young people on this, and we've seen some submissions from youth leaders and advocates, that we really hope this provides impetus for us to have this as a national discussion. We hope that the other states and territories will also do this, and we'd like to see it on the federal government's agenda.
Having spoken about this with other people, one of the first things they ask is, well, how would it work? The bill that's being presented within the Parliament of the ACT, does it stipulate, would it be compulsory or voluntary voting? Or what would be the mechanisms broadly?
These mechanisms more broadly are up for discussion and debate, and the process of seeking submissions is a really excellent process in, you know, providing the opportunity for diverse, you know, views and expertise, suggestions from what has worked elsewhere, for all of that to be captured and collated, and then for the inquiry to consider those suggestions. What's really vital as well is that we've seen this in the submissions that, you know, young people's advocates and young people themselves have been engaging in these discussions. There's a lot of research out there which our submission drew upon internationally that really does attest to young people's maturity and all of the cognitive competencies that they have, which really does support the idea that 16-year-olds do have the capacity and capability to make the decisions to vote, and they really should therefore be entitled legally to vote. Another point that we've made is that given the unique or relatively unique circumstances in Australia with compulsory voting and obviously the consequences of a fine, we would argue that, you know, young people shouldn't be economically disadvantaged. We know many young people earn in their part-time jobs or other work a lot less than adults in many instances. And also, we don't want to see people economically left with a penalty. So we certainly make that point in our submission as well. All of the conventional objections to reducing the voting age are not well-founded, and we have argued in our submission that they should be discounted, that there's not an evidence base really in relation to those. But there is a whole wealth of research internationally which shows that lowering the age is very positive for our democracy.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to On The Record here on RTR FM 92.1. On the line with me is ANU Associate Professor Faith Gordon, and we're discussing a proposal in the ACT to lower the age of voting to 16. Faith, there's usually two arguments that are presented against the idea. The first is that young people aren't even interested in politics. What evidence do you have to show that this isn't true, or how do you respond to that argument?
In relation to the argument about, you know, young people being disillusioned by politics or not interested, that would be something that our submission has addressed in relation to the international evidence. And those of us that do research or work with and on behalf of children and young people have highlighted that young people often say that they do have a lot to say, but they're not often provided with the opportunities to do so. In the mainstream political arena, what we've seen often is a very discounting young people's involvement in political action, such as the climate change protests and marches, the school strikes for climate. Unfortunately, our Prime Minister was very negative about that publicly. So young people often feel quite dissuaded, or that their views and opinions and actions do not count. So really this would give them the opportunity to have a say, to make decisions. And we know that young people are very politically engaged in many, many issues. Climate action is just one example. And those of us that work with young people can attest to their interactions in politics. It should be, we shouldn't base these discussions on assumptions. It would be like saying, all women or another social group are not interested in politics. We can't really make those assumptions about a particular social group when we don't have the evidence to substantiate that.
That's true, and off the top of my head, listening to what you said, not everyone who is an adult is politically engaged or politically interested.
Correct.
Now, there is a second... Faith, go ahead.
I was going to say, affording someone the opportunity to engage in the process is a healthy element of our democracy, and it should be afforded. We've seen the long struggle for women's suffrage and for votes for people of colour, and that was a very long journey to achieve suffrage and many bumps in the road. This promise to lower the age has been made, and we've seen it raised quite a few times in Australia, but it is a journey. We really hope that the ACT pass this and that other states and territories follow.
Now, as I said, there's usually two arguments. One is that young people aren't interested, and as you've said, young people are often turned away from these institutions and don't have an avenue to pursue an interest or to develop one. The second is that often said, if young people are interested, well, they're too ignorant or too naive, too sheltered to be trusted with making, serious political decisions. How do you respond to people who want to present that as an argument against this change?
Well, this stereotype that you mentioned in relation to, lack of political maturity, well, we know that young people aged 16, they can engage in paid employment. Prime Minister Morrison there recently proposed that we should be reducing the age for this high-risk job of forklift machinery drivers in the context of the labour shortage here following COVID, so he clearly placed responsibility on a younger age to do something like that. They pay taxes on their incomes, they can enlist in the defence forces, they can give consent as well for medical procedures. So there are lots of things that young people age 16 can do. So why should we not also be affording them this very basic citizenship right? All of the research points to internationally that we engage with in our submission points to young people having cognitive competencies and political maturity to make decisions. Other areas of law, as I mentioned, like health law, you know, consent for medical procedures. Also, the minimum age of criminal responsibility is very low in Australia, age 10. So we hold children criminally responsible. We impose this impression that they know right from wrong, age 10, in the criminal sense, but yet we're not affording them any stake in making a decision in the mainstream political realm. It just seems a huge discrepancy there in relation to how we view children and young people, their responsibility and their thinking and their maturity on certain issues.
So we can ask young people to work for us, to fight for us, to pay taxes for us, but we're not offering them, you know, sort of the bare minimum threshold for citizenship, which is the ability to participate in the electoral system. Now, we are out of time, but just quickly, I did want to ask for anyone who's listening and perhaps is a young person themselves and they're interested in finding out more about what's going on in the ACT or in general about lowering the voting age wherever they live in Australia. Are there any resources or references that you'd like to recommend?
There are resources and references. There is a website for the various different submissions, and young people might be interested to read what other young people and youth leaders are writing in relation to, you know, the arguments about lowering the voting age. We also hope to run some events, and we're hoping that the ANU, we will do that. And it is also worth Googling to find out about the international community that have been calling for voting ages to be lowered elsewhere. And some of these campaigns have been really successful, and we've seen this in Scotland and other countries very recently. So there is a big movement internationally in relation to voting age and young people, which might be of interest to many young people in Australia at the moment.
Wonderful. Well, once again, thank you very much for your time in joining us this morning.
Thank you, Tom.
And that was Associate Professor from the Australian National University, Faith Gordon. And you're listening to On the Record.